the president wrote he will not campaign for, vote for, or support any candidate, even in his own party, who does not support common sense gun reform. I want to ask you, what is common sense gun control, gun reform?
Well, I really think the president has outlined a set of steps that would be very important, some of which I've advocated for during this campaign. When we're losing 90 people a day to gun violence, this is a national crisis. And as he said, voters, not just the president, but voters should not support any candidate who will not work toward common sense gun reform. And I am passionate about this issue, maybe because I've met too many people who have lost their loved ones, their children, their spouse, their parents to gun violence. And, you know, I just don't think people should have to worry about sending their little kids to first grade or going to the movie or going to Bible study in church. And I'm going to keep advocating for it. And this is one of the big differences between Senator Sanders and myself.
You bring up Senator Sanders. Do you think the president was calling out him in that op-ed saying he won't support him?
Well, I think the president will have to speak to that, but Senator Sanders voted five times against the Brady Bill, and we know that since the Brady Bill finally was enacted back in my husband's administration, more than 2 million purchases of guns have been stopped because the people trying to buy them were not eligible as felons or with restraining orders in domestic cases against them or mental health evidence against them. And then 10 years ago, gun safety advocates wanted to take gun makers and sellers to court for their reckless disregard of human life. Because after all, if an auto company sells you an unsafe car, you can sue them. If you're given unsafe food or unsafe toys, the makers can be sued. So the NRA wrote a bill that said no one can sue a gun maker or a gun seller, calling it the most significant piece of pro-gun legislation in 20 years. And when it really mattered, Senator Sanders voted with the gun lobby, and I voted against the gun lobby. So I think that, as the president has said, guns should be a voting issue. Senator Sanders has been wrong on gun safety, and that is, unfortunately, the leading cause of death in our country for young people is gun violence. So I applaud what the president is doing, and I'm going to keep advocating for these changes.
Sanders' campaign manager hit back today saying that you're flip-flopping on this subject, favoring expanded gun control measures as a Senate candidate in 2000, then positioning yourself alongside gun owners in opposition to then-Senator Obama in the 2008 primary. How do you respond to that?
Well, that's just false. In fact, if you look at what I said back in the 08 campaign, I said I do have respect for the constitutional rights of gun owners and respect for the traditions that often lead to people wanting to have guns for hunting or shooting or collecting, and that I did not want to see the federal government pass any laws that would prohibit states like mine, like New York City, to go further than the federal law. So, in effect, I was saying I am in favor of and have been for 20 years strong federal gun measures, but not those which would preempt places like New York City from going even further.